Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations, 12 Steps to Freedom. Tonight we're talking still about step number two, willingness and opportunity. This is Telly Fox, and of course we have Terry Sayre. How are you doing, Terry?
Doing great. It's good to be with you.
As always. So how was your week? How have you been going on with your process?
I've had a good week. I had the opportunity to work with one of my coaches that I work with. She's a branding coach, and I had a chance to work with her again, which helped to keep me focused on my goal, which is to build my business and to apply these strategies and concepts that we're sharing to building my business and to being accountable. So that was really a positive thing for me to do that. And then I had a really nice week. It was kind of a quiet week after last week with the wedding and all the excitement. And I took my mother home, which was a bittersweet experience, because I really loved having her here for the last 6 weeks. And so it's been a little bit lonely, but I talk to her every night. She's fine, doing good. So it's a pleasure to have had her with me. So that's kind of where I am. It's refocusing, getting to work on my goals in my business, and kind of had some time to reflect and think about that and recommit to practicing the strategy. So I've been really good about doing my gratitudes and acknowledgments and my life log. And reframing my language is something that has become internalized for me. So I'm going to share a little bit more about that with you later on in the show when we talk about new strategies. But it's been a good week. How about you?
Awesome. Good to hear. My week... fine. I'm still dealing with a little bit of drama with my refrigerator, but other than that, it's been basically same old, same old. Been continuing to declutter and go through different areas of the house and try to, get down to the things that we really want and that we really love. We did the girls' room, or I did a lot of the girls' room, and then my organizer came and helped me continue with that process. And it's kind of hard to get rid of stuff with them, and not even just them, but me. so their clothes, their drawers are still a little too full than I want them, but we're continuing to go along that process of getting rid of things. They actually got rid of a lot of junk, which I was really proud of them, or I would call junk, and they would call, the things that they want to keep, their keepsakes, every picture they draw. So I was really proud of them. They got rid of a lot of stuff, and, we're just continuing to try to keep the house picked up, and they're being a little bit better about it, and not fighting me so much with getting things picked up and continuing, that process on a daily basis. And so hopefully we'll continue to go there in that direction.
Good. So tell me again, or remind our listeners, what the benefits of this kind of de-junking or just reevaluating the things in your house. What are the benefits going to be for you and your goals?
Okay, well, I talked in previous previous shows about this, and what it is at the last Fearless Living retreat that we went to, we talked about our homes, and I discovered there that that I have a very overwhelmed feeling in my home, and I actually quite often have dreams of where I'm trying to pack all of my stuff and get out of somewhere that I don't feel safe. And I can't do it fast enough because I have too much stuff. So my goal is to declutter my home of things that I don't need and things that don't serve a purpose or things that I don't necessarily love, and create a more open space and a space that has room for other things to come into it that I do love, so that my home that I'm in, you know, 99% of the time, because I work here and I'm here with my kids and my family, that it will be a space that fills me up and fills my children up and my husband up and gives us that feeling of being surrounded by things that we love and people that we love, so that when we go out of that space, that we're stronger and more full, going out into the world and interacting with other people and situations. So that is my goal, to create more of a space like that for myself and my family.
Awesome. That I want to acknowledge you for that. And so as you've been doing this, what on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you feel like you are in the process?
In the process or willing to continue the process?
Willing to continue the process.
Willing to continue the process, I think I'm definitely at an 8, maybe even a little higher. I'm very committed to the process. But in the process, like, I think I'm still very much in the infancy of this process because I still see so many other things that I want to do. And there's, like, rooms that we've already organized that don't stay organized. Like my desk in my office, we've organized it and it doesn't stay that way. So we need to continue that process to make the process more easy so that I continue it. It's not like things don't get piled up, but I continue to file and I continue. So we have to we need to continue with the process and make it easier, I think, or just more accessible so that it doesn't get where I have to spend like an hour or two reorganizing my desk. It's just something that becomes more of a routine with me, I guess. So I still feel like we're still in the infancy. I'm still in the infancy of the process. So I would say I'm still like maybe at a, like, you know, I'm at a 2 or 3 in the process. But I'm very committed to the process and continuing the process. I would say that's more like between an 8 and a 9.
Awesome. Because willingness really is, I think, a willingness to do something or to be something or to practice something, or a willingness to do something different. So I think that, you know, that's what you're really committed to, is to do something and to become, have this energy in your home that nurtures you.
Mm-hmm. And have more of a home feeling.
It's what?
And I want it to have more of a home feeling. Not like this is our house, but this is our home. And that's another aspect of it that we're trying to, I'm trying to make it feel more of like our home.
Yeah. I was going to share a little bit more of reframing of language. This might be a good time to do that. We've talked about, you know, eliminating the shoulds, the needs to, the have tos, and replacing those with words like I choose to, I want to, and I decide to. And I hear you saying, I want to have this feeling in my home, and I'm choosing to, you know, so you're really reframing your language, and not saying, I have to do this, I need to do this, but I choose to do this. And taking away that word of I can't, but I can, or I could, or I will. And so another thing we can think about as we reframe our language to be more intentional in our goals is, instead of saying what's wrong, ask, where is the opportunity in this situation? So just as you are saying your desk is continually needing to be, you know, redone or whatever, however you put that, you found an opportunity in that situation rather than saying, oh, what's wrong, and looking at it in a negative way, but what's the opportunity? You know, so you're looking at it a positive, proactive way, which is a change in reframing your language. Like, what's wrong with me that I can't keep this desk straight? You know, what's wrong with all this? Instead, you're looking for opportunities to be able to do that, internalize a process that can keep your desk neat so that you can find what you want to find and willing to change what you want to change and to practice keeping the top of your desk in order so that you can find what you want. So I think that fits right in there with what you were talking about. So not what's wrong with this situation, but where is the opportunity in this situation? And I think that reframing of that part of our language really changes the energy that we're working with and our commitment to the change that we want to have in our lives. So awesome example, Kel.
Thank you.
Yes, so I think guest is going to come on this evening and share some of his process and how these strategies are assisting him in his goals as well. So we want to welcome Jay to our conversation tonight and let him share some of his thoughts and his insights and his process with us.
Good evening, Terry and Kelly. So yes, when we first started on this, I had a hard time figuring out what I wanted to have as my thing that I was working on. I had a pretty easy time coming up with a very large list, the first assignment, but narrowing it down to three was a little harder, and getting it narrowed down to one was tricky for me because I think the one that would be better long-term for me is one I don't think I'm ready to work on, and that's changing the direction of my career, because that's just a very big thing to think about because it affects all aspects of our life, where we live and all that. So I decided to go with one that would be a good stepping stone to get me there, and that's working on time management. And this came at an interesting point in my work because I was working on basically three people's jobs and not doing a very good job of managing it because some people had quit and I had taken over their job responsibilities, and it took 10 months to rehire those people or people to fill those positions. So I was doing the job of three people, and I had poor time management skills to begin with, so I was just drowning basically at work. And we finally hired someone to take over some of those other job roles, and that freed up my time to really focus on what I was supposed to be working on. And so my boss and I spent probably 4 or 5, you know, half-hour to hour-long meetings going over what I had in the pipeline at work and trying to figure out how I could be really effective now that my time was freed up, now that I could really focus on my work. And so between all my meetings with him and then listening on these phone calls, I've been becoming very aware of where my time management skills are lacking. Now, life has gotten very busy in the last few weeks, so I haven't been doing my homework for the last few weeks. So I was doing good in the beginning, and as I was talking with Kelly earlier this evening, I need to take this opportunity to rededicate myself to this task. I lost focus. It happened. I just need to move on and continue and get back on track. So one of the things that I think I'm going to try to work on is doing the gratitudes and acknowledgments. I know one of the other tools that we had talked about was the life log, and I've tried similar things in the past, and those I don't think work for me, at least not right now, so that's something I'm not thinking is going to help right now, but I think the gratitudes and acknowledgments is really one that I want to try with myself and really see where it takes me.
Awesome. So you have that willingness to try something different, and what it is to write down your gratitudes and acknowledgments.
Right. So I've got a plan at work with the help of my boss. I've laid things out, but that's kind of the day-to-day struggle at work. But then just managing my time with home, with family, with church, with everything that's going on, errands that I have to run, going shopping and that kind of thing. I think I'm somewhat focused at work, but just in the rest of my life, I've lost that ability to manage my time effectively. And so I think if I start simple, start with the basics, and work with Kelly, who, as it turns out, is my wife, if that hasn't been mentioned. So that makes things easy because I have easy access to her insights. So, yeah.
Awesome. So really...
Good job.
Kind of reframe what's wrong with my time management to where is the opportunity in this situation to practice writing gratitudes and acknowledgments, and then see what that does to assist you in your focus. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yeah, I think acknowledging myself for when I am doing good with, whatever it is, time management or otherwise, and then gratitudes, I think, just to help me be aware of everything. And then definitely in the weeks to come, I'll try to focus that more and more, from kind of just general gratitudes and acknowledgments to trying to keep in mind my goal of improving my time management skills.
Well, I want to acknowledge your awareness and... particularly your willingness to tackle area of your life that, causes you stress, and yet you're just willing and open to give it a go. So awesome.
Yes, very good. I am totally willing to support you with that. Do you have anything else that you would like to share with us, Jay?
Not tonight. I will try to be more prepared next week. For the listeners out there, I haven't been able to be on the call up till now because we have a 11-month-old son, and I think this is the first call that I've actually been able to get him to sleep before the call started. So.
Yes, acknowledge yourself to that.
We thank Liam. Kelly, I wanted to introduce another one of Rhonda's kind of formulas for moving along and seeing the opportunities and in the situations in our life and being able to be proactive and positive. I think that you were going to talk a little bit about the 4 A's.
I wanted to thank Jay for sharing as well. But yes, the 4 A's is another tool that Wonder Brain has given us. And the first A is called acknowledge your feelings. So you acknowledge that you're feeling either you've been triggered or you sense that something's wrong, you're feeling bad, you're feeling sad, whatever. Acknowledge that you're having that feeling. And then allow the time to process. Give yourself that time to process what that feeling is. And then ask yourself, what am I committed to? So that's a big thing you can ask yourself, just like with a previous tool that we've given you of asking yourself, is it true or am I making it up? Another big question you can ask yourself in any situation is, what am I committed to? And then act on your commitments. So acknowledge, allow, ask, and act are the 4 A's. So act on your commitments. Another thing that Rhonda says all the time is feel your feelings, act on your commitments. So give yourself permission to feel that feeling. It's not bad. Feelings are just feelings. And let it pass through you. And then ask yourself, okay, what am I committed to? Am I committed to, exercising every day? Well, then that's how I'm going to act. I'm going to go out, I'm going to exercise, regardless of how my day went or what someone said to me or whatever. Is my commitment to being kind to myself? Is my commitment, treating myself, accepting myself, loving myself? Well, regardless of what has happened, that's what I'm going to that's what I'm going to act on, and I'm going to treat myself with respect. I'm going to love myself, and those are the actions I'm going to take afterwards. So whatever those commitments are that you have, that's what you act on. But you do allow yourself permission to feel those feelings and to process those feelings, but then you act on your commitment. So that's the 4 A's. So that's as you're stepping out, as you're taking those stretches, as you're taking those risks, as you're moving towards those die zones, allow yourself to feel those feelings. Allow yourself to process those feelings and when you have that awareness, allow yourself time to process it and then act on your commitments. Those goals you have, those intentions you've written down, those are the things that you take action from. You don't take action from the fear or the feeling. You take action from the commitment. So was there anything you wanted to add with that, Terry?
Well, I think it's really important that we allow ourselves to process our feelings. I think one thing I learned when I first got into Fearless Living probably 6 years ago was that I tend to be a person that works in my head a lot more than I do in my heart. And I think that I had learned to stuff my feelings and felt like feeling sad or feeling grief or feeling that was a sign of weakness. And so when I started to understand that feeling of not being good enough, or that feeling of, oh, if I do this, I'll be seen as this, or if I feel that, I'll be seen as that. Those kinds of conversations that I would have with myself in my head were really holding me back from having compassion for myself and being kind to myself. It was like I was more beating myself up all the time. And So when I started to think about processing my feelings, that was kind of a foreign thing to me. And I tried to process everything in my head in a logical way. And so I would make excuses, I would complain, I would tell, little lies, anything to avoid really processing my feelings. So for me, this was a huge step for me to recognize that if I would just process that feeling and let it go through me. And JJ, a really good friend of ours and one of my mentors, said that if you allow a process, that if you really allow a feeling to go through you, it really only takes about 90 seconds to let a feeling go through you. If you can learn how to just let it go through you, even feel it go through you, through from the top of your head out your toes, and let it go, like maybe anger. Anger was one of my biggest issues. And so, okay, I'm not going to beat myself up if I get angry, but I'm just going to let that anger flow right through me. My commitment is to be kind to myself, to be compassionate. Anger has no place for that in that scenario of what my intentions are. So I'm mad, though, so let it go through me. Feel it for 90 seconds and let it go. And just that one little tiny strategy, let it go. Feel it, but let it go, made a huge difference in my ability to overcome a really pretty habituated anger issue. I probably could have been someone that would, if I'd ever committed a crime, that they would have sent for anger management. And yet, I was able to overcome that in a relatively small amount of time, and compared to how long I had been practicing and habituating that behavior. Just because I began to understand that I really wasn't acknowledging that anger in a way that allowed me to let it go. And so by practicing that, I was able to, I can't remember the last time I really was angry to the point where I used to feel my whole body was tense and I would just, it was like rage. I don't remember the last time that I felt that way. And yet in my year, I don't know how many years ago, maybe it's probably been a while now, that I have been able to just let those feelings go through me. And now when I'm experiencing difficulties with where I allow myself to be disappointed because I have expectations of other people, I'm learning to just let that go. Sometimes it's just let it go through you. Let it wait, let it wash over you, but let it go through you and then act on your commitment. Because my commitment isn't to be sad. My commitment isn't to be disappointed. My commitment is to love my family and to be happy and to support them. And so if that's my commitment and I act on that, then that's going to help me. So the four A's are really powerful in looking at life's mm-hmm. opportunities and being willing to see this journey as a journey of opportunities and to move forward.
Yes. Yes, thank you. Yes, I think, yeah, what JJ said, she's also a fellow Fearless Living coach. And when she shared that with us, and then along with the four A's of just letting go of feelings, like that was big for me, because my thing is I hold on to sadness. And I even think when I'm sad, I'll even think of things that will make me more sad. Like I hold on to that sadness and I try to, for some reason, I'll try to make it deeper and hurt more. And you know, and now I just let that emotion wash through me, and I just let it go. And I might even, sometimes I might share it with someone else. And usually when I do that, like, I'm feeling really sad today, you know, they'll make me laugh, and that just makes it go even faster. It just helps me let it go even faster. And so that's something that, you know, that I've done as well. If you know, that helps me just kind of let go of that sadness or that sorrow or that rejected feeling or whatever it might be. And you know, sometimes if it's a little heavier, I'll reach out and ask for support, because that's part of my commitment, is to, you know, to support myself. And you know, it's, you know, that person always, you know, just, they don't even have to say much. They can just say, you know, I'm sorry you're feeling like that, or, you know, I love you, or, you know, they'll say something funny and I'll laugh. And it just allows that feeling to pass through even faster and helps me to let go instead of just holding on to it and, you know, almost like trying to swim around in it, you know, instead of just letting it pass through and go away. So that's been a big thing for me as well.
I think, and it really goes along with awareness and willingness, because mm-hmm. your awareness is acknowledging those feelings, and then processing them is the willingness to let them go through you without getting stuck and being mm-hmm. stuffed down inside your soul, so that they, you know, they become sour and cankered and just, you know, create all kinds of emotional as well as physical obstacles to your journey. So I think that the four A's really do support the idea of awareness and willingness. And next week, I think we have about 2 minutes left. Next week, we're going to finish up on willingness. Is that correct?
Yes. I believe so. I think we've done 3 weeks, so yes, next week would be our last week of willingness. And then we will move on to the third step, which is connection. So, yes, willingness, we talked about, I think what you said was just really great about how you acknowledge the feeling and then your willingness to let it pass through you. And your willingness to act on your commitments. So the four A's is really good for what we've been talking about right now. And we really appreciate all of you guys joining us on the call. We appreciate Jay joining us on the call today and sharing a little bit of his process. And we invite you to come back next week with us and continue our process with step two of willingness and the Fearless Generations approach to it, as we both share how we approach being fearless. And we thank you and have a great day and a great week. Bye.